Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you ready to start living your best life today? Hey, y'all, I'm Mallory, and welcome to the Living Fully podcast. I'm a wife, mom, and entrepreneur here to encourage you toward a life of joy and fulfillment. My heart of big dreams took me a long way from growing up on a farm in Kentucky, from Miss America and The Amazing Race, all the way to writing a best-selling book and creating two multi-million dollar merchandise lines. Through this crazy journey, I've had a lot of highs and some lows, but I found my true self along the way. So now my hope is to motivate you to find your own version of living fully. Here, we believe you have a choice in your legacy. So let's start living it out today. I'm Mallory, and this is the Living Fully podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Living Fully podcast. You are really in for a treat today because I have a guest on who we all love her clothes and we love her family and we love her recent move from Houston to Nashville and we love her transparency and we really love everything about this woman. And that woman is my friend Dee Dee Rad, who you may know as Dress Up Buttercup, but we're trying to get that changed. And this episode is so amazing, and you're going to laugh, and you're going to cry, and you're going to learn some things about Dee Dee Rad that you did not know. And I'm so excited to bring this to you today, because when I tell you that Dee Dee is truly one of the truest, purest, most amazing human beings like on the face of the earth, not just on the internet, it is true, and you're about to see why. So we talk about a lot of things like her recent move from Houston to Nashville and leaving her village. We talk about transparency and letting people into your life. We talk about building a business. We talk about this amazing management company that she and my favorite person in the world, who also happens to be her husband, Ted Rad, started. We just really go down so many amazing paths on this podcast, and I am so excited to bring this to you today and bring my friend Dee Dee to you today. So you guys are going to love this one. So let's get started. All right. So I want to start off like the podcast this season with just like a moment of gratitude, if you will. Mm. So who's somebody in your life that you feel like you're grateful for because they help you live fully, and why?
Okay, this might be a cliche answer, but my husband,
Ted Rad,
is the guy that I've leaned on him since I was 15 years old, and is someone that he has such a great perspective of life. Like, don't take things too seriously, roll it off your shoulder when I'm in like a rut and things like that. So he gives me a great perspective of like, you know, when I'm out down in the trenches and I'm like, oh, you know, I need help or anything like that. He's there to like give me great perspective, be my best friend, lean on him. And I think that we both have like really made it our mission just to live fully for ourselves, like together, and create a family like that too, that we're able to just pour into our kids and do life together, create companies together, travel together, do all those things. And I think he truly is my best friend. I want to hang out with him all the time. I'm the one that follows him out in different rooms. And he's like, leave me alone. But I love him. I love him. And he's the one that, you know, my best friend. Truly,
I love Ted Rad. So I'm going to echo this, because you know what's funny too, that I can remember, like, I think I followed you probably before you followed me. And, you know, I'm glad that now like we're real life friends, but like before we were real life friends, we were Instagram friends, which count as real life friends in our world.
For sure.
So I can still remember, Dee Dee, when y'all announced
at your first, like the first comes love, then comes marriage.
The stroller.
Then, that was like
Rosie Rad.
Rosie Rad. That was the sweetest baby announcement. And like Ted is one of those people like you, and we'll talk about this today. You know, you just shine such a light of joy and just a genuine heart through the screen. I think the word authentic is so overused, but you are authentic.
Thank you.
But you know, it's just this genuine, like very soulful way that you guys live. And Ted, even in the background of your stories, before Ted like was on his own Instagram and being like Ted on Forbes, Ted is the same way. You can just tell that he's just genuine and sweet and kind and just so dang funny.
Fun. Yes, fun and funny. I love to laugh, and I need that in him. He just cracks me up all the time, you know?
And like it's really hard sometimes not to take things really seriously. And it's really nice when your spouse can remind you of that
100%. Fact. Or even take it personally. Sometimes you take it so personally, and like he always sees the good in other people too. So he's like, maybe they're not thinking that. You know, like just always like lift your spirits up.
And I'm like, I love that.
I need that. Need that reassurance. I love that.
Shout out to Ted Rad here, right in the first 1 minute of the podcast. I love it.
Ted. Ever since I was little.
It's a TED talk, y'all.
I know, right? Okay.
So it's been almost 10 years that you've been in this space, right?
Dinosaur. Oh gosh, I'm like, how do you work this anymore?
I think I have been in maybe even like a second longer than you, but you, I feel a little ancient.
Right.
Which is fine.
It's fine.
You know? We've been here. We were here before the Instagram stories, y'all.
Really, really, truly.
We're taking pictures.
I had no Instagram stories at first. Yeah.
So, okay, in 2015, you got laid off from your job. I want you to just tell me a little bit about like how you got started in this space. So you were working in oil and gas, right?
I was working in oil and gas and I absolutely hated it. But Houston, that was like the thing to do. Everyone do oil and gas. And it was great hours. I was a wedding planner before that and I loved it. So I knew
I could see you doing that.
Yeah, I loved it. I knew what like having a good job meant and like fulfilled job. And so when I went to oil and gas and I got stuck at my desk, I was like, oh my gosh, there's something more. Like there has to be so much more than just putting up a hop-up banner for these guys and some beer and calling that a party. It was, oh, I was miserable. And so I was at my desk and I just had in my gut feeling like I was following these blogs and these bloggers and I was like, I can do this. Like, why can't I not do this? And so I got laid off and I was like, Ted, I'm going to start a blog. And he's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm not getting another job. Trust me, I'm going to make money. Like, I'm going to start a blog. And he was like, okay, why happy wife, happy life. So he just went with it. So he was getting his master's, working full time. He'd meet me at this wall and I'd take like 4 or 5 outfit photos and then he'd go to his master's and I'd go home and edit my blog and my photos. And I just had a gut feeling of like, this is what I need to be doing. So I took it so seriously. I really had no idea how to make money. I really had no idea. He kept saying like, oh, all those girls that are doing so well, like those are their, that's like their husband's money or their company's money. Yeah. Like everyone just assumed that.
They
like,
do.
It's hard. It was hard for me to even realize how they made money. But I think God was just kept saying like, this is your calling. This is what you need to be doing. And so I just took it seriously full time. I did do photography too because he was like, we need some income. Like, come on. Like, let's go. And so I was like, okay, photography, I still need that for blogging. So I blogged Monday through Friday for like 2 years, kind of made no money, but I still was like, this is my calling. This is my reason why I do it. And I'm so thankful for it. Like, I just like trusted my gut to be able to do it. And it's changed our lives. It truly, truly has in the best way possible.
Yeah. And it's so awesome too. Like when you're a person that when you feel something like on your heart or in your gut, wherever you feel it in your body, to follow it. Because you know what's so unfortunate now? And I hear people say it to me all the time. I know they say it to you is, I wish I could do it.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
100%.
You can. Because we started where you started.
Yeah.
Where you're starting from now.
Yeah. 100%.
And yes, the space looks different, but like, What an awesome thing that you follow that calling.
Yeah. And I know I could have listened to all the people that are like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Or we're not making any money off of this or all the negativity that came through. Yeah. It could have been so easy to focus on that. But instead, I just focus on like what I'm being called to. And I had a heart for it. So if someone has a heart and a passion for something, don't let any of the negativity get in your way. Like just keep going forward. Put your head down and just keep grinding for like your goal.
Yeah. And so that's like in the very beginning, it's like just your friends consuming your content. Yes. And I think a lot of people overthink that because it's like, what are you doing? Like we know you and what are you doing?
No, really. They're like, are you going to take a photo of this? Do you need your photo taken? I'm like, actually, yes, I need my photo taken. Yeah. No, for real. A lot of it.
Okay, so what kept you going? That was just that, like, you just had it on your heart and it stayed on your heart. Like, yes. Because a lot of people can't push through those early days where they're like, I'm not making any money.
Agree. How to keep going.
And, like, my friends are, like, saying this is weird.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that there are so many cases where if they just pushed, like, just a little bit more to get out of that phase of it, they could have a full-blown career and be supporting their family.
100%.
You know, so like what advice or like how did you push through?
I will say I loved playing the game of Instagram. I feel like it was such a game in that time and blogging too of like, one, it all of the things that blogging in the space come naturally to me. I'm just so open with people. I love telling them, oh, where you get that shirt from? Mm-hmm. Like, I love that to my core. Like when you're traveling, I know we had no money and my mom was a flight attendant at the time. So we just did, instead of like saying like, oh, I can't travel because I, you know, limited in funds, we made it a way to budget around of our priorities to be like, yeah like my mom is a flight attendant. We could like get on this plane. We'll take it was called like Hotel Tonight or something that we'd get really, really cheap hotels from and just go with it because that was our priority. And I feel like this too, like that was my priority of making it happen. I was like, I need this to work out and I don't know what is on the other side of the fence, but I think it's going to be great. Yeah.
What good advice too. Like when you focus on your priorities, I say it like in a little bit of a different way, but like if you focus on your priorities, the things that are truly your priorities, which I think you can figure out what your priorities are. If you don't know what your priorities are, like look at your values. What are the things that you value? 100%. And then like pull your priorities out. So many people are focusing on like so many other things.
Yes.
And then they don't get to that amazing end goal that is a career in social media or whatever that is for you.
Yeah.
And so what good advice, like right off the bat. I think that's really something that I wish for more people.
I agree.
I wish that more people would do.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay. So like what was the moment that you realized, oh.
This is working?
This is a thing.
This is working. When I got paid $50 for a campaign. And I was like, Ted, we're doing it. This is happening. That was the moment when I was just enjoying getting, I was just enjoying it. I was buying the clothes. I was kind of returning to at the time. I was playing the game of like, I need to share these clothes, but like, I can't afford all this clothes. So I returned it. And then someone was like, I will give you all these clothes and $50 because your girls are really responding. They love what you're wearing and they are shopping my site. And I was like, you want to pay me? Like, that's crazy. Okay, and then from there, I learned about affiliate marketing.
Yeah.
I learned about brand collaborations. And I was like, okay, but I also put those not first. Yeah. I put my community, my girls first. Mm-hmm. Like I really did what I thought was best for them and what they really wanted to see. I did not like those. That $50 was great at the time. Let me tell you, it felt great. But if it also was a boutique that I was like, oh, they're not going to be able to shop here or they don't, it's not the right quality or the right fit. I'm like, no, I don't need that $50. So at the very beginning, I knew to take this so seriously and to treat like my community, my girls, protect them at all costs and like think of them first.
You still do
anything. I do. Yes. Yeah. 100%.
You can tell when people do that and when people don't do that. And it's no fault, you know, if that's how people want to run it, that's okay.
Yeah.
But when you treat your community like a baby bird, like I feel like you and I both do. Baby bird,
little chick.
They're special. Like these are our people.
I agree.
And we have to take care of them and protect them at all costs. Uh-huh. And like,
all costs.
You know, we're the representative.
Yeah.
Okay. So
nothing's worth it. Nothing's worth it to lose that trust. That. And like, if you weren't going to tell your sister or your mom or something about this product or like these clothes, like, why would you share that to the masses? Mm-hmm. Like, that's not something, you know, you know in your gut too.
Yes,
what you is do. Good and what is you bad do. To share.
So, you know, that's one piece of it is sharing like all these fun things that like, this is the way that we make money, but it's also like sharing with our community and it's awesome. Yes. So bring in, especially with Instagram stories, I feel like that's when our world shifted a little bit to be, oh, okay, we need to show our life. And there are still like stories that I can remember. I remember when y'all lived in that little apartment and like you were making Ted and Rosie share a closet. There are so many stories from yours that from those days, Didi, that like I will never forget because they were just like, were so endearing and so real. And and then I remember when you were walking in the new house and I think that y'all were building and I remember seeing that like arched hallway and I was like, she's made it.
Oh my gosh, I love you.
You know, you root for people and you cheer for people. But you know, you do let people into your lives.
Yeah.
And that transparency piece is something that comes along with the territory. Mm-hmm. And I think I do love it.
Yeah.
But once you let people in, they get to be a part of everything.
Yeah.
And I love having people in the delivery room with me. And, you know, postpartum underwear and all the places that people get to come with us.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's also tough. And I think you're one of the most transparent people. And, you know.
Let me tell you why.
Yeah, I want to know why. That was what I was going to ask you is why?
I feel like growing up, and my high school, I've thought about this so much, but like high school and college, I kind of felt like, oh, I was the odd one out. I'm the only one doing this. I'm the only one that my parents are immigrants. My mom was an immigrant. I'm the only one that, I don't know, it's hard to, my upbringing was very different than everyone else. Mm-hmm. And I felt very alone. And so then with my parents, I lost my dad when I was it was a month before our wedding. I was at camp. I was 20 years old, lost him with a heart attack. And I felt like my only self too. I was the only one that I felt like I didn't have a dad. And then fast forward 8 years later, my mom had breast cancer. And I felt like I was the only one that my mom had breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And everyone else got to like go on with their lives. And I realized after I like pull back that veil of like, if you just share who you are, other people are not going to feel less lonely. They're not going to feel like they're the only ones. And I'm tearing up. I don't know why.
Ugh, you're making me too.
But it is like one of the greatest joys to be able to share like what you're going through. I bet you've experienced that with your grandpa and other people being like, I've been there and I want you to know you're not alone. Like there's another side to it that you're going to get over.
Yeah.
And I just think that has given me purpose of like sharing it all. Even postpartum, I didn't know that you were going to wear diapers after having a baby until I went to lunch.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this girl was like, do you have your diapers? And I was like, for the baby? Yes. And she was like, no, for you. I thought I was going home in jeans. Let me tell you, I had no idea. And that's why I felt called to like share postpartum too. Like I know a bunch of articles picked it up. I was not expecting that at all. But it was so cool to share in my vulnerable stage. I'm an open book, so I didn't really mind. I don't think about it. I bet you do too. You don't think about how many people are watching you.
No, I don't.
You just think about one person that you could help too.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of where I was at of like, all right, here's my diaper. Because I had no idea I was walking away with the diaper. So let me tell y'all, you're not going home in jeans, sister. You're going home in a big dress.
Oh, and your diaper that you got to buy before.
Wild. So I just feel like, you know, you have to, I just love sharing because someone's like, years later, they're like, oh, my mom is going through breast cancer. And I remember you sharing that. And I couldn't relate to that then, but I can relate to it now. Yeah. And I'm so sorry. Or like your strength and your way to, that you can keep going shows that I can keep going. And I'm like, I love that. That is what keeps me going the most.
That is so awesome, Dee Dee. Yeah. You are, you know, I say it to a lot of people, like not on podcast or off camera. People are like, who are the ones that are just really the real deal? You're always the first one that comes out of my mouth.
You are too, Mallory.
Just the real live, just amazing salt of the earth type of person.
Love you, so
and real. You know, thanks, but you can, I can remember those stories. I can still remember to this day, the story that you shared when your mom, cause I know that it was kind of a longer road there at the end. And I can still remember y'all are in the hospital and you're holding her hand. And I vividly remember this. Mm. It gives me chills. And then I can remember Ted getting on and just being like, Dee's mom wants to be with Jesus.
Yeah.
And you know what I also remember in that time? And like, it just makes me emotional, I think, too, because just having gone through it, it is losing someone is such a, it just really
rocks your world.
It rocks your world. It shifts the whole earth.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are public people who, it is our job to show up.
Keep going.
And keep going on the internet,
but
also keep going in our households and with our children.
Yes.
And I can still remember you coming back onto Instagram and exuding the same joy-filled spirit.
Yeah.
And I was like, what a testament to anybody who is going to lose someone or who has lost someone, that like you can continue on, not like put your head in the sand and ignore what happened, but like, I can still remember that day that you showed your face again. Mm. And it was just like, there's Dee Dee. And like, look at what she's gone through. And like, just to show up and be still smiling and thanking people. And just, it was just, what a gift and a beautiful thing social media can be in moments
It really is. Like, I just felt to be able to share that, people were able to kind of just be there with me as well through the grief process and to years to come too, to be able to do stuff. I don't know. It's just like they're part of the story that I'm going through and that God's written my story and they get to see that too. And hopefully that it just touches their hearts and lives in some way to be able to like share on stories. Like what a cool concept that I can just share my life on this little tiny phone and people can relate to it. I think it is the coolest thing ever.
It really is. And like those Instagram stories, just like letting people in on little tiny like moments of your life.
I will say through it all, I was thinking of this and I think me and my sister talk about a lot gratitude. And like instead of the mindset of like, oh, I don't have my parents anymore, we talk about how we want the mindset of like, I'm so thankful for our parents. I'm so thankful for that time of our parents. So like it sucks that I don't have them anymore moving forward. But we had great parents.
Yeah.
And so that's like kind of what I want to like shift my mindset on, like the positivity of things and not, oh, boo me, I don't have parents anymore.
But that is really unbelievable and very.
You cry.
Ah, Lord.
Wait, don't look at her.
Because it is just, no, we can't look at each other. Just look straight ahead. It is, that is a powerful testament to the way that you can live your life moving forward from any form of adversity. And I think that losing your parents is the absolute hardest. I think losing a child and losing parents at a young age, those are the two hardest things I think that you can go through.
I think all of it is. Even grandpa and anything, all of it is. It's so sad that it's part of life, but
I know.
It's part of it.
It is. I know. It is. Why is it part of life? I know. I wish that they could live forever, but it's just you're just so well-spoken, and that was just very well said. Okay, so let's keep shifting into, like, personal life, because this is really funny to me, too. Okay, let's move on, because this is talking about part of life. Okay, so now you've had your third baby, and I'm so glad you didn't find out what that baby was, because when you had that little girl, that precious angel, so we were at the farmer's market, like, 2 days before Dee Dee had this baby, and I was like, well, what are your names? And she was telling me all these baby names.
Baby wasn't even on my list.
And then she comes out with this baby, and I'm like, did my friend Dee Dee deter me with the names?
I didn't hide it from you. Wasn't even on my list. So our personality. We're like, yep, okay. And just like, we just didn't have a name. We had Ford for a boy.
I know.
And we didn't have a girl. And nothing was sticking to me. And for some reason, I don't know. I heard Vivi.
She's such a little Vivi. Oh, and she's angel. Like so pretty. And she looks like your mom
I get that message. I think that's one she sweetest does. Part of this community. Sometimes I forget how my mom, like her face, like, you know, like it's hard to imagine that.
We knew her too.
Yes, y'all knew. And like those DMs that I get all the time, I'm like, oh, how special that y'all see my mom and her. Because it's the sweetest. It's the sweetest, but very, very cool. But she is a gift. She is our angel baby. I was just thinking like, you know, if she was a hard baby and we moved to Nashville, you'd never see me. I would be at home trying to rock this baby and not have friends. And she's just been our angel baby that like goes with the flow. And they say that about threes, right? The third kid, they have to nap everywhere. They have to do the things. And so she's been our gift because I'm able to go anywhere and do things.
Yeah, because, I mean, that was unbelievable. Because I know you're a community person and you're a family person because you've got all of your aunts and, like, this amazing community. And I love, like, seeing your culture, your family's culture, too, like, continue to be passed. It's just – that is so cool. As a person that's from, like, a really big family like you, it's it's so awesome. It's so awesome because there's so many people on the internet that don't have big families. And, like, we get to share our families with them. And it's just really cool. But – I remember when you were at my house, you and Ted were at my house. I still remember because we were up in Sunday's room and Ted was like, I'm trying to get Dee Dee to move here so we can open this office. And you were like, you know, maybe, I don't know. And I was like, Dee Dee, it's a great place. Else are you going to be able to do this? Because like your kids aren't in second and third and fourth grade. Yep. Like, just do it. Like, just try
I know. You were the push. And you gave me all the recs, too, which you were the best friend to, like, come over here. And I'm like, where do I go for a gyno? Where do I go for this? Where do I go for that? And Mallory, you hooked it up, so I appreciate you.
And you were, I don't think you were pregnant at that point in time.
No, No, yeah, Nashville came first, then baby came right after.
And I love it too that you took that leap, because I think that so many people, we've got one life here. We are like living it. Mm-hmm. And so many people will not go out of their comfort zone. And I'm just like, y'all, a really great life can lie there. So like, just push yourself and make these hard choices and like do these things that seem a little crazy.
For sure. I will say it's not all rainbows and butterflies.
So talk about that, like your move from Houston to Nashville.
Okay, Houston, it was just my comfort zone, my safe place. Like, I grew up there. I went to college there. Ted and I grew up together. Like, his dad was a pastor of a church. Like, we just had so many safe zones there.
Yeah.
And then moving at a time where I was also having a baby, but that's God's plan. Like, I couldn't plan that at all. But I feel like some people, like, glamorize moving, and there are hard parts to it. There are, like, a little isolating parts to it where you don't have your people anymore. You don't have, like, all these birthday parties to go to, or your kids have like all these events to go through. Like, you're trying to get your footing in the door and figure out what even is going on. Where do people like celebrate Christmas holidays at? Like, you know, like I don't really know what's going on at the restaurants here. I don't know. It is different. Who's who? And so it's been so rewarding. Our family has been so tight. Like, we spend all the time together. When in Houston, we had so many distractions. Like,
so many people.
Yes, we were at everything. We were pulled 100 different ways. And I will say, it has been the best thing for our family. It has been the best thing for us, because we are such a like tight unit now. Mm-hmm. And like, I can't kind of rely on Ted's mom to get my kids all the time. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I'm going to be there. Like,
Mother will be there.
Yeah, I'm like, it's me only now, which I love. But I'm like, you know, like, I was able to, it was like, I was raising my kids with a village of people in Houston, and now I just need to recreate that village. Yeah. I just need to find those people to be able to like lean on and be like, hey, I'm running late. Can you pick up my kids too? Or things like that, you know, that you can lean on. Or I am a better mom because of other moms. They tell me like what they're doing, or like at this stage of life of like, oh, like last night someone was talking about the thankful bite, and just like, we just got to tell our kids, like, you got to be thankful that you get to have this bite. So try it. And I'm like, I love that. So I just get so many tidbits from moms, hanging out with moms. And I think iron sharpens iron. Yes. And I'm able to be like a better mom for my kids when I'm around that community. And so it has been most important to me. Important to me in community online and community in person. Mm-hmm. Like, those like real life touchable moments with people. Like,
but it's so awesome too, because you can probably connect so much more with your community too, because a lot of members of our community are not around a huge village like you had in 100%. Houston.
Yes, and so, I'm learning that too.
Yeah, showing people that, you know what? Hey, we're starting from zero. Yes, you had friends. You had a handful of friends here already, but it's a new school. It's a new community. It's a new, like, it's a whole new thing.
Whole new ballgame.
And just being like, okay, I'm putting myself out here and we're figuring it out and we're going to do it.
This is when I first started blogging. My role was say yes all the time. So if like, not to campaign wise, but for an events wise or meeting people. Mm-hmm. So if I was so tired and I really didn't want to go to an event, my goal was to say yes for an entire year.
Oh my gosh.
To put myself out there. And so I said yes to every event. Any event you went to in Houston from 2015 to 2016.
You were there.
I was there. And so now moving here, I was back in my safe zone. I created a village. Mm-hmm. I created everything, my footing in Houston. Coming here, it's pulling me back to those early days of being like, you have to say yes. You have to go out there. You have to meet these people, or you're not going to create that again. And so I'm in the year. I mean, I'm a little more selective. I have kids now that need me first.
Yeah.
But I'm in my yes phase again, to being like, all right, awesome. I have to put myself out there. Yeah. I have to meet people. I have to create this if I want to love this place too.
Yeah. And I'm sure that it's not all rainbows and butterflies. And we've talked about this, because there are probably hard days where you're like, oh my gosh, I got this brand new baby. And like all the people that I love and that I know are at home. And I think that there's so much positive that comes out of there that you've shared with me before. Also, like the fact that when your family comes in, you're just really like spending and cherishing time with them. Like y'all just going to Gatlinburg and just like all your little parties at your house. I just think that they're awesome. But in the moments where it's hard and you're struggling and you're like, ugh, you know, just take me back to Houston. What is it that pushes you through that and like helps you continue on?
I think we're here for a reason. I think like the same reason why I had a pit in my stomach that I needed to start a blog and social media is the same reason why I think we were called to Nashville. There's a reason for it. And it's not going to be all great. Like, it's like, life's tough. Like there's mm-hmm. parts of life that are tough, but I'm not going to sit here, cry about it and be like, take me yeah. home. Ted's aunt was like, why don't you cry every night to Ted and just say like, let's go home. I'm like, auntie, it's not that bad. Like I can't be crying. Nashville's beautiful. The people are great. Like our life is great. And so I'm not going to sit there and cry about it. Like I'm the positive mindset, like the optimistic side of it. Yeah, like I just need to focus on that. Mm-hmm. The bright part of things. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm missing my family. Yes, I'm missing my friends. But I'm also like living in a beautiful, it's so pretty here.
Yeah.
I have such great friends and people that I'm able to connect with.
You get all the seasons.
Oh, too. Amazing. The kids are in a great school. Yeah. So I can't sit there and cry. Like, mm-hmm. I think it's great. Like, there's pros and cons to everything. Yeah. So,
yeah. Okay. Fine. So let's talk about Katie because Kate, and I love, I want to plug Valair because I love Valair because I use,
am I
saying it right?
Valair, yeah.
Okay. That's Valair. What I thought.
It came from her flying planes. Valair is like a Spanish,
I love it. I remember whenever they sent me that. Actually, no, I bought it for the first time. I saw this
so sweet to buy
online
it.
And I was like,
we'll send you anything.
I love all of the things that you have created in the world, but I just love a family business. And so I just think that that's so special and so sweet because I know that Katie was probably really mad that you're moving away from her, especially.
Very mad. Especially we had babies. We both got pregnant at the same time. But again, Nashville came first. So I was like, ugh.
I know, but that's
breaks.
And I know that that has been probably really tough because, you know, you guys lost your parents. So you really clung to each other.
We had each other and that was it. Yep. And that's why I want a big family because, I had her. Mm-hmm. And I have her still.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I want that for my kids.
She's so precious. I got to sit by her at the Vince Camuto event that you had, which I loved that collab too. I wear my platform shoes all the time.
I love
you. You're just doing a million things. I mean, and then the electric picks that you've got on your arm, they're coming out. Didi was like, you don't have to say anything about anything. I was like, I want to say something about these things because I think they're really great and it's inspirational to people.
It's really cool. But I'm like, there's a lot going on.
And Poppy Kids Co. I mean, I love Poppy Kids Co. because my kids wear Poppy Kids
Seeing
Co. all the time.
Sunday in Poppy Kids just makes my, you're all your kids in their puffy jackets and their PJs.
It's because I love it.
It's just so bright. It's so you. It's so you is In My Sundays. It's so you of a brand too.
Well, it's like how I feel with In My Sundays. When I see you just like talking on your stories and you're just wearing it or like anybody online, it just feels like,
It's exciting. It really is exciting.
It's
and
like one of the best
Poppy
parts
Kids.
Of it.
Okay, so if y'all didn't know, we are in, we did this whole like Shark Tank idea. I was like, because everyone keeps asking me, what's next? Yeah. What are you going to start? And I told Mallory this. I was like,
This is my favorite Didi story.
I just want to be a mom. I don't really know. And I was like, we'll figure it out. Like, because my greatest calling, and I know this is yours too, is just being a mom. Mm-hmm. I want to raise really good kids. And we've had all these opportunities and things like thrown at us, but I want to raise the best kids. But also we have such cool opportunities to be able to
do
things. And so to be able to, I was like, instead of me creating something from scratch, I want to help small businesses out. So we did this whole Shark Tank thing
that was so cool
that we did. And Poppy Kids came. I was a customer first and she showed up and pitched this idea to be investors. And so that we've done that with Valair, we've been able to do that with Katie. Poppy Kids is creating like a boy version now too.
Finally,
Pops
thank you.
Polos. I'm so excited because people don't get that matching moment with their sons.
No,
like,
they don't.
And like guys, wear. I mean, Ted lives in like golf polos all the
yes,
time.
Yes, he does because he gets to golf. I don't. Kyle didn't get to golf as much as Ted.
You're a great wife. I need tips because Ted, I need to wrangle you in more.
Ted Rad, where is this lasso that we can put around Ted Rad? Keep him at the house.
I need it. No,
but that's awesome.
I love it. I love
I'll
it.
I'll never forget that day. I mean, and all those collaborations, like you said, they're so amazing. And it's just such a, there's pros and cons to being in this space and like having this amazing opportunity because you can do all these cool things.
100%.
But also like Didi totally just has a heart and a soul that just wants to be at home with these babies and just like be like, you know, I'm just going to get my chickens and everything's fine. I'm going to take 8 weeks off and we're going to do this and it's going to be fun. And I'll never forget that because every single other blogger or influencer or business owner that I've ever asked, I think ever in my life,
go get
what's your future plans?
Yeah.
They'll list off 5 things to me. So we're standing in Sunday's nursery and me and Ted and Didi are standing there. And I said, Didi, so what, you know, what are you going to do next? Like, how do you feel about this? Blah,
what
blah, blah.
What next?
Ted Rad looks at her and he's like, yeah, Didi, what's next? And it's very like funny, Ted. And Didi, it is so endearing and special. And just, this is just why you're just salt of the earth and just so pure and amazing. I don't know. You know, I just like really want to be a mom and I love what I'm doing here, but it's just, I don't know. Like, I don't really have any future plans. It was truly the most endearing thing that I've ever heard in my life.
Okay, you know what?
In my life.
Such a season. Like, maybe in 10 years. Well, Ted's also so busy, too. So, like, Ted has a whole company.
Okay, yes. That, I want to talk about Trend. Yes.
So that, like, I'm kind of helping him, but I'm not in the weeds of Trend at all. So, like, he's going 100 miles per hour. I'm going 100 miles per hour. And I'm like, we have kids. This is a time where there's so little,
yeah,
and we never could get it back. So I'm like, I need to hold the brakes. And I'm an Enneagram 7. Are you a 3?
Okay.
You have to be a 3. You and Ted are 3s.
100%. You know what? I bet Ted's the same wing as me, too.
Oh, probably.
What's his wing?
Up or down? I don't know.
So I'm a 3-wing 2. So okay. The 3-wing 2, he's totally a 3-wing 2.
Yeah, it sounds smaller.
It's like the helper. And so, like, yes, you are the achiever, but you're also the helper. So you want to help other people. What is the Enneagram 7?
7, me, adventurous. Like, I love adventure.
You're the adventurous.
Yeah, I love a good time. I love to go.
I love it.
I'm like, another business? That's not a good time. That's a lot.
That's work. That's a lot of work.
I'm like, Ted, let's go to Miami. Take me on a boat with a yacht.
Oh, my God.
Kourtney Kardashian and that tidbit.
You're the best. You're just the best. But I know. But it's so funny because Kyle and I are the exact same Enneagram and wing.
No
exactly
way.
Exactly the same.
Really?
Which is so funny because, like, you and Ted are opposites. So yeah, you push and you pull and you, like, bring each other into all the. And Kyle and I are the same, which is funny because you can be each other's worst enemy.
Yeah.
And, like, you can be, like, not good together. But if you're both, like, cranking and, like, going for the same goals,
yeah,
and everything, like, you can be really great. But I love this that you and Ted are the opposite because, like, when. Not the opposite, but, like, different ones.
Yeah, we were different.
Because, you know, us starting in this space, how many agents and management companies have we dealt with that were like, yeah, they're great because they're bringing you work, but it's also like they're looking out for the agents and the manager's
100%.
Company. And they're not looking out for the brand, which you and I have created a brand, yep, from what we,
yep,
you know, this can be a flash in the bucket career, just like selling oils could have been, you know, 10 years ago. Oil, yep, however you want to say it. My accent, everybody's like, what is an oil?
Love it. I relate oil. To it. I feel it.
So I feel like, you know, if you really want to build this into a brand, you really have to be cognizant of that from the very beginning.
Mm.
And so I love it that the husband of one of the biggest people in this space, especially that husband being Ted Rad, which,
Ted
like
Rad.
I said, this is just a TED talk today. I mean, we're just going to talk all about Ted because we love Ted. I love it. I love what Trend is. And I love what y'all have had the idea and created. How did that, like, happen?
I am so proud of it because I was in a space at a time where everyone was like, sign with this management company in LA. That's when you made it. Mm-hmm. And I signed. I got there. And I was like, this isn't for me. I don't know, mm-hmm, what everyone was talking. Maybe it worked for them, but they are missing the mark on, like, yeah, what campaigns I want. They're missing the mark of, like, what I do and how I relate to my community. They're missing the mark of, like, like, I got men's shaving cream and I'm like, and they're like, you really should take this. It's a good deal. I'm like, is it? And I took it and I'm like, no, I'm never going to, I don't ever want that feeling ever again.
Yeah.
I don't want that feeling of being like, you should buy this men's shaving cream. Like, no, absolutely not. There's other brand deals out there that are a great
awesome
partnership that I genuinely would be excited to share.
Yeah.
And that was not one of them. And I just remember always Ted was trying to get his master's. He's, yeah, like, leave me alone. I have a career. You do whatever you're doing over here with your little thing. And I was like, Ted, you gotta be on the call. Like, help me. Like, tell them, yeah, like, this is not it. And I remember him getting on the call over and over again, being like, this is our vision. This is her vision. This is what she wants. And they were like, you know, just didn't listen. And so he, like, got on the call with me to break up with them because I was crying all the time. I was like, this is not what I thought it would be. And then we just saw a negative space in the industry that,
yeah,
truly cares for their creators, mm-hmm, and, like, what they're doing. And, mm-hmm, Ted always says, like, if you have good management, you're in a great partnership to keep going. Like,
yes,
if you have a management, yes, that does not know your values and you're, like, aligned with what you're doing, you're going to start tank. It's going to tank,
yeah,
for you. Mm-hmm. And so instead, they want to be a business partner and excel in your career with, mm-hmm, you. And so we just saw such a need in the space of, like,
and
good people,
crushing it.
People that are into your business,
yeah,
that really, truly care about your business.
Yeah.
And he's done such a great job of, like, fostering a community that the girls are there to, like, want to be there. Like,
it's so cool. I mean, I see all these influencers, like, going in and out of Ted's office. And, like, when they – leave the office, they're always, I just see them on Instagram stories, just being like, great meeting. So excited about
it's
this.
Just fun. It's we love fun. To have fun.
Well, they're
we
always love proud of what they're doing.
Yes.
And isn't 100%. That wonderful to be able to do a job that you love and to be proud of what you're putting out there? And I think that's what Trend has really facilitated.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I'm not awesome. In the weeds. I love to say that too, because people are like, what is Trend doing over there? I'm not in the weeds at all. I just, Ted and I have like a strict 6 o'clock. We're not talking about work at all.
That's awesome.
Like, this is not going to be it, but we'll come home and chit chat a little. Like, he's very, now it's more like high level stuff of like what's going, like next week they have like a conference that they're going to try to put on. So we're like, let's go look at the hotel before. So I get to do the fun stuff, like the all the events stuff. And stuff. Yes. I'm like, reel me in for that.
But
it is really, really cool to see. And that's why we're in Nashville to begin with. I don't know if everyone knows that, but we moved here to open a second location.
Yeah, which is like, you can tell it, Ted, he is like you are with your work. He's really like passionate about it and like doing it right.
Yes.
And I can tell, and I had a conversation too with Trend early on when I was wanting to start the pajama brand and in my Sundays. And it was so cool because like, and we ended up doing it on our own. It was, but when I was talking to Ted about this and it was, he was just like, hey, like you, like, do it this way. Or, like, if this isn't a good fit for you, like, you, Ted coached me, like, into doing it one way. Like, he's just so genuine and, like, real and so smart. And I just think that it's really so amazing because I think this is one of the best spaces that you can be in, being a creator and influencing people to live their lives better or use better products or, you know, have an aspirational way that you can, that you're living, that they can like put on their vision board or put in their mind and be like, I want that kind of life. I just think it's the most wonderful thing. And the fact that someone with values like Ted Rad, that he's at the helm of that, I just think it's so cool. I mean, I just think they're just such a great crew. I think it's so cool.
Yeah, and I told you this earlier. I'm not surprised. I like growing up, Ted and I grew up together. And so
I don't know this part of the story. Can you tell this part of the story?
Like, his mom and my aunt were like best friends. And so we used to like be babysat together when we were little.
Really?
And then he kind of moved into town and then kind of came back. And I was like, ooh, who's this guy? I went to his dad's church. He was the pastor's son. And I was like, okay, I like this guy. And so we've grown up together. We really know each other. It's been so long. We've been married, I think, almost 12 years in August. I was a baby. Wow. I got married at 20 years old.
I can't believe you got married at
20
years old.
No alcohol at our wedding. It was, that's not like us anymore. But
it is so awesome, though, that like.
It was cool. It worked. It's so God. God like definitely showed us our story and we need to be, and we're together. But every time we'd be like, what do you want to do? You know, you're near a time of your life where they're asking, what do you want to do when you grow up? Like, what are you going to be? Mm-hmm. And I think it's so cool now to look back at it and be like, wow. Like, I wasn't surprised. Like, I'm not surprised that Ted, I always knew he was going to start a company. I knew he was a natural born leader. Like, I knew that.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what it would be until now. And it's really cool to look back on that and be like, remember when we were there, like, little, and being like, what are we going to be when we grow up?
That's so awesome.
And to be able to, like, be here together and be like, all right, God's provided. It's been a cool ride. Yeah.
And very it's cool. too, it's like part of, you know, all of the parts of your story and all the tough parts of your story, like it's really easy at when you're in the position that you're in now to look back and be like, oh my gosh, like look at all we went through. And like, look, we made it through those hard things. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm always like, gosh, keep pushing through those things and the times where it's hard because like life on the other side can be just so great. Amazing. Mm-hmm. And it's just, your story is really, it's such a God thing and all the ups and downs. And okay, so when you were around each other and he's the pastor's son and you liked him, like how did the relationship start?
My mom and my grandma were so for it. They were like, oh, Rad, Ted, Rad, go for it. I was like 15. We are 4 years different. He's going to hate that I say this. But I was 15 and he was,
Brad.
Yes. In college. He was in college. I was in high school. It was, kind of hush-hush for a little, but it was great. Like, it worked out great. Everyone was so happy for us.
That's awesome.
I mean, if my daughter came to me and was like, I want to get married at 20, I don't know how I would react. But for some, like, it worked out. It worked great.
It worked for you. Okay, so you and Ted are so funny, too, because on social media, like, sometimes you're not on the same page about things. But, like, Ted just lets Dee Dee do what Dee Dee wants to do. And he makes jokes about it. And he's like, oh, my gosh, Dee Dee, here we go. The chickens. Ted ain't no chicken man.
Nope. But Dee Dee, I'm getting chicken.
And me are in our chicken era.
Yes.
And I love it that you finally talked him into it and you're like, oh, this is a thing and we're going to do it. And then you got the chicken coop in and it didn't fit through the fence.
Because obviously chicken coops go to like acres. So they're probably like, make sure your fence is down. So like when it came here, we're like, oh, okay, we gotta knock this fence down.
That's a great story.
So us.
Okay, so I was laughing so hard around Christmas when you had decided that you wanted to have Irish twins.
Yes, I did.
For some reason, because most people have Irish twins.
On accident.
Or accidental. For some reason, Dee Dee Rad decided that she wanted to plan out Irish twins.
It was on my heart. For some reason at that time, it was on my heart. I was like, I'm in it. I'm in diapers. I might as well just do this 9 months later.
I died.
And have a kid. But now I'm so extreme too. I'm like, yes, Irish twins. Extreme too. It's going to happen. And then we're like, nah, it's not for us anymore. So now I want to wait like a couple years, maybe five.
That is just like, I'm like that too. I'm all or nothing. Yeah. I'm extreme. Like I'm totally this end or I'm totally this end. And I just think that it's really great that you share that.
But I mean, the Lord protected us because we didn't get the Irish twins. That
so
we...
what did Ted say when you said you wanted to have Irish twins?
Why is Ted so easygoing? He's like, okay. Like I don't even think he thinks half the time. He's like, okay, like these chickens. He is like, I'm not going to touch these chickens. Like if, you know, like I've heard like chickens die a lot. Like they're not like... animals that you can keep alive. And he's like, it's
not
just,
like a dog.
No, he's like, it's just not going to be me that's cleaning it. I'm like, oh, okay. I got to figure this out. But he's still like, go for it. Whatever. You're my wife. My do whatever wife does. Mm-hmm. So, yep.
Okay. We haven't talked about this yet. And I know we're coming to the end of this because I want to mention this because I think it's very inspirational and it's something that we share. So I had a major health journey after I had had four miscarriages between Shepherd and Sunday, and I had all these tests run, my blood sugar. I was like having all of these major health issues.
Yeah,
it wasn't anything even about a weight thing. And like one of my friends, who I was friends with through my friend Sean, she was like a nutritionist and like, you know, she was just talking to me all the time and encouraging me through this. And she like became... I was her first, like, client.
I cannot believe that. Like, that's amazing.
I was her first person. I was like, yo, you got to do this with other people. And she's like, I know, I'm going to do it with other people. You know,
because you sound like her.
I've heard that voice in my ear for 3.5 years. So who we're talking about is our mutual friend, Amy. And Amy changed my life in introducing me to health. I'd always, like, you know, I'd lost weight for Miss America or I'd gotten in shape for Amazing Race. Or it was never to just, like, be a healthy person on the inside. And so it changed my life. Mm-hmm. And then I was at Sarah Knuth's house one day and Natalie Kennedy was over there and she was like, can you tell me about what's going on with this health stuff? Because I'm dealing with a bunch of health stuff. And who's this person you're working? Then I introduced her to Amy, and Amy and Natalie started working together. It changed Natalie's life.
Yep.
And then I think Natalie introduced you guys to it. Because Ted, so you guys kind of started this, and like it's this eye-opening thing.
It really is eye-opening.
And it like changes your whole life.
It's very cool though, too. Like it is very cool to know what is going in your body and what products you're putting on yourself, which I like, you know, I'm still not 100%.
Oh no, there. I still use some of the chemicals. Yeah. Like sorry, Amy kills, and I'm still burning the candles. I mean, we got one more. Sorry.
Not Amy approved is what we say at but our households.
It's way better though than it used to be.
No, 100%. It's better. Like we are living. Okay, so I think this really truly stems from me losing my parents. I just want to be healthy. I want to be the best version I can for my kids. And so to be able to be knowledgeable about what we're eating and the product and reading food labels, like all that was overwhelming for a little until I listened to Amy and we like got together. She's been working with Ted for like 2 years now, but just like, just knowledge is power. And if you know what food you're putting in your body, I remember we went to Target this weekend. I was like, wow, I have not just like scrolled the aisles of the grocery store at Target and read labels in a long time. It is.
Yeah.
Everything. It's so like it just will inflame you and just like not make you feel your best version. And why don't you want to feel your best version?
Well, and it says organic on the thing and it looks healthy.
Yep.
But she taught me so much about like, I mean, it's very simple. Just read the label. And she's like, if you don't understand something in there or if it has
it's
bad.
Yep. You know what I miss? The farmer's market, because you get all those great ingredients.
It's going to start back soon.
I cannot wait.
I love it.
Okay,
we
talk about seasonal depression real quick?
Yes.
Because Tennessee is insane. It gets dark at 4:00.
Wait, it's not like that in Texas?
No.
It's just always daylight?
No, but like our time change is like 5:30, at least that extra hour.
Oh, it's like 3:50.
Oh, it was insane. My kids come back from school and they have to like play inside. I'm like, this is sad. How do we get out of this? Like I was looking up Arizona houses at one point. I'm like, they don't have a time zone. Like we gotta go, Ted. Get me out of here. But I never, like,
I guess I'm used to it.
No, dark and cold. Like, don't sign me up for that.
Yeah, if you're not used to it. Because, see, I love all the seasons. I do. The season that I do not like the most is when it gets super, super hot.
Oh, I love heavy that. Sign me up for
heat.
That. No, I'll do that.
Where I can't breathe. I can't lay on the beach for 9 hours.
I love being moist with the humidity.
You
like,
do?
Give me that. Yes.
You're just a Texan at heart.
Give
you're
it to me. I know. Ted's like, we're not going to Houston during the summer. I'm like, yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
It's definitely like something. I guess people just like make do with like where they live.
Guys. And I just didn't understand when people would say I'm seasonally depressed.
You get it now?
And then I'm like, oh, okay. Like, we're just at home stuck from 4 to bedtime.
I'm just seasonally depressed,
having
too.
Having to, like, figure this out.
Yeah.
It was wild. So I'm glad we're on the other side of it. It's springtime. Hallelujah. But
well, Dee Dee and I like this little farmer's market, too. And, like, now you're not going to be pregnant there. So you will be able to, like, really, you know, walk around and then you can be free.
Yes.
That little farmer's market is so sweet. Those little moments, like, those family moments. Like, there are so many times and it's, like, times like that, like being at the farmer's market, I'm like, oh my gosh, I got 3 kids and like I got a husband that I really like and I'm doing my dream job and like what is life right now?
Yes, I know. I agree.
It's a good season. And I'm just, you know, I'm glad that I'm really glad that I was able to witness to you about Nashville, Tennessee. And
thank you.
Ted probably needs to thank me too.
No, Ted loves it here too.
And it's, you know, even if it's like it's a season, I always encourage people like be where you're at.
100%.
And like, it's a season. Mm-hmm. It's not forever. Mm-hmm. It's like anything in life. If you're going through something hard, if you need to face something hard, if you're like got to move somewhere for 2 years, it's a season. And embrace it because this is your life. And like you can be dissatisfied for a season where you're like, oh, we got to live here because of my husband's job.
Yep.
Or you can say, we're living here right now. This is where we're at.
Yep.
With my husband's job.
Put yourself out there.
And like, let's look at it in a positive way. Mm-hmm. Just like you, what an inspiration that you've been today. Like, because I'm sure so many people listen to this podcast that are in a season like that where things are not there where they want them to be yet.
Yeah.
And just looking at them through a different lens of positivity and being like, I'm going to make the most of this. I think that it's really awesome.
I agree.
Okay, this is just one question and then a half question and then we're done. Okay, so if you could put, if you're driving down the interstate in Houston, Texas or Nashville, Tennessee, and you could put any message up on a billboard of like what would help people, like one message, what would help people live their life to the fullest? What would that message that like Dee Dee would put up there?
Lately, I have been saying, like, we got to stop and smell the roses. Like, there is such great things and it smells so good. You got to focus on that. And I've talked about this, like, this whole podcast, like, positivity, gratitude. Like, you got to just stop your life. And instead of being like, oh, me, poor me, why is this happening? You have to see the beauty in it. So, just stopping to smell the roses has been the one thing that I keep saying over and over again. Like my Nashville move, like stop and smell the roses. Focus
stop
on
and
the
smell
great
the roses. Well, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
You're just the best.
Love you.
Can't wait thank for the farmer's market.
Me. I know. Tuesday
nights. Tuesday nights. All right. So thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode of the Living Fully podcast. What a gift that was with Dee Dee. So many wonderful pieces of wisdom. And like I said, in this podcast with Dee Dee, she is truly the real deal. So I know you guys saw that today and I'll link everything Dee Dee Rad at Dress Up Buttercup in the bio so that you guys can find Dee Dee if you are living under a rock and you don't know her. And thank you guys so much for listening. Give this a rating if you like to listen to this podcast. Subscribe if you haven't subscribed and thank you so much for tuning in. Hey there. If you're loving the show, we would love to have you subscribe. So go find that little plus sign or follow button in your podcast app to make sure you won't miss a single episode. See you next week.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.